You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. So glad you could join us. We had a full slate of games last night between the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, and more. So we're going to jump right into it, starting with the NBA. We had the Suns and the Clippers out in Phoenix as the Clippers jumped out to a 35-4 lead to begin that game. Yes, you heard me right, 35-4. Unheard of in the NBA today. Harden and Kawhi did not even play in this game for the Clippers, but that obviously did not matter as they held the Suns at just 10 points in the first quarter, which was the lowest total in the first quarter for any NBA team all season. Russell Westbrook ended up finishing this one with 16, 15, and 15 for the 199th triple-double of his career, extending his own NBA record as the Clippers won this one 105-92. We also had the Lakers and Warriors last night. Anthony Davis was designated out for this one with a headache, but Curry and Thompson went crazy in this one. They went 11 for 16 combined from three, and the Warriors overall as a team hit 26 threes in total and went on to win 134-120 over the Lakers. This game had massive seeding implications for the play-in tournament as the Warriors now pull to within a half game of the Lakers for that nine spot. Only two games separate the 7 through the 10 seeds here, and we've got three games left in the season, so this one's going to come right down to the wire at the bottom of the West playoffs there. We also had a huge game between the top two teams in the East as the Celtics headed up to Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. Giannis actually went down in this one in the third quarter with a calf injury, but the Bucks still were able to win this game 104-91. They had six players score in double figures, and we're still waiting on the test results from that calf injury from Giannis, but hopefully he'll be all right there and be able to compete the rest of the season. What was crazy about this game, though, was both teams only combined for two free throw attempts. The Celtics became the first team in NBA history to not attempt a free throw in a game. Just wild there. There's a lot of conspiracies going around on the internet right now claiming this was done intentionally by the league since the scoring is so high. But I just don't necessarily think that's the case. It seems a little bit too far-fetched for me. And even if it was, that message was clearly not translated across the rest of the league. We're just going to list off a couple of the NBA's top players and their point totals. So Anthony Edwards went for 51, which is a career high. Jalen Brunson had 45. Gilgeous Alexander had 40. Luka had 39. Embiid with 37. Van Vliet with 37. LeBron had 33. DeJounte Murray had 29. De'Aaron Fox had 33. DeRozan had 34. Halliburton had 30. And so on. So scoring wasn't really down overall tonight, but we'll let the conspiracy theorists have this one for that Celtics-Bucks game. But with that, we will transition over to college basketball. I didn't think we would have any more college basketball news for a while with both of the tournaments wrapping up this past week. But last night, Tara Vanderveer came out and announced her retirement from the game at the age of 70. She retires currently as the winningest NCAA basketball coach of all time with 1,216 victories over her 45 years of coaching. A large majority of that time was spent at Stanford, where she coached for 38 seasons, but she also had some time at Idaho and Ohio State as well. At Stanford, she coached three national championship teams and went to 13 Final Fours, where she also won Coach of the Year five times and has already been inducted as a member of the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. And in addition to her college coaching career, she also coached Team USA back in the 1996 Olympics and led them to a gold medal. So congrats to Coach Vanderveer on a great career, and the game is definitely going to miss you. And as we pivot over to the MLB, we had a full slate of games, but it was a rather uneventful night with nothing too crazy happening. One of the notable games, though, was the Yankees beating the Marlins 3-2, and both of those teams are just going in complete opposite directions. The Yankees improved to an MLB best 10-2 as the Marlins fall to 1-11. The Dodgers ended up beating the Twins in Minnesota 6-3 with a gem from Tyler Glasnow. He struck out 14 batters over seven scoreless innings and improved to 3-0 on the season so far. He was acquired in a trade with the Rays this offseason and is already making a clear impact early in the season there for the Dodgers. In other news as well, the Orioles announced they're going to call up the top prospect in the MLB, Jackson Holliday. For those of you that don't know, he's the son of former seven-time All-Star Matt Holliday. Jackson was hitting .333 down in AAA with two home runs and nine RBIs. So looking forward to seeing how he can contribute to an Orioles roster that is already loaded with young talent. And they should be really fun to watch in the coming years. Over in the NHL, the Capitals beat the Red Wings 2-1 to keep their playoff hopes alive with just four games remaining. And then up in Columbus, Ohio, the U.S. Women's National Team won the Sheba Leafs Cup over Canada in a penalty shootout 5-4. And as we look forward to some of the notable games tonight, we have the Magic taking on the Bucks in a game with some massive seeding implications there at the top of the East. We also have the Timberwolves and the Nuggets playing for the one seed in the West. And we have the Suns and the Clippers playing for the second time in 2 days. And we'll see if the Clippers can try and replicate that 35-4 start that they had over the Suns yesterday. One final thing to keep in mind as well is that we may see a lot of movement in the Eastern Conference because only four games are separating the 2 and the 8 seeds with just a few games left. So it should be really exciting down the stretch. But with that, we will wrap up the show today. As always, thank you for listening, and please consider subscribing and giving us 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcast. Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.